Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We are glad you are on board. Thanks so much for joining us. And, hey, Joe, back in the studio, do you have Major League Baseball Network on right now?
No, I don't.
Okay. I think that's Mark Attanasio speaking.
He is speaking.
He is speaking. Oh, my God, he doesn't look like him. His hair's grown out. He's not wearing his traditional glasses. You know? It just, I had to take a couple of looks for a second. I'm like, who's this guy? Looks like COVID has aged him, man. Holy mackerel. So I kind of could tell by the way he is speaking, but Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is speaking right now over on MLB Network. So I had to take a look for a second. I didn't know. Didn't know if that was him or not. 855-830-8648. We are glad you are with us today. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. And today at Quick Trip, they've got some great things on special, and that is the donuts getting you ready for the weekend. The Quickery Cake Donuts, 4 for $1. And don't forget about the Quickery Bake Shop. In general, they've got the cookies, the assorted varieties. $2.99, a 12-pack. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin steaks, 3 for $5. Those pothole pizzas are so, so good. Stop into your local Quick Trip and make sure you use your Quick Rewards card. It is time to do the Top 5 Friday, okay? Top 5 Friday. And today is one of those days where I was listening. I couldn't figure out what a top 5 to do today. I just couldn't come up with it. And then I got up this morning, and I was early. I was at the gym, and I'm watching, and all they talk about is LeBron and the possibility of the MVP and showing the highlights from last night and on and on and on. And I thought, okay, LeBron, you take LeBron and Giannis out of the mix, okay? Who should be the top five behind those guys? If you took LeBron and Giannis completely out of the league, who would be the top five most likely to grab an MVP, okay? The top five most likely to grab an MVP. Okay, here we go. My top five in reverse order. Number five, I got to put him in there just because. I'm not a fan of his, but let's be honest, the cat can put up points, and that's got to be James Harden of the Houston Rockets. Harden averaging just under 35 points a game, 34.4 as a matter of fact. He's got a field goal percentage of 43.5%. 7.5 assists a game. Does turn the ball over. He's not a defensive prowess guy, but you got to figure James Harden's going to be on your list, so I got him at number five. Number four, Kawhi Leonard, averaging 26.9 points per game. He's got a field goal percentage of 46.8 on the season. He does get you boards. He does get you assists. He kind of does it all, and he really is, in my opinion, the straw that stirs the drink. Number three, Damian Lillard. I think you watch him play for Portland. He's just got an all-round game. I will say this, he's not an offensive board guy. He doesn't come in and crash him. He does get his assists. He does do his thing. He's able to distribute the basketball. He doesn't crash inside very much, but then again, that's not his job. But averaging almost 29 points a game, he's a cat that gets it done. And also between that and the distribution of the basketball, he's solid. Number two, I don't know how good he is because of LeBron, or how good LeBron is still at his age because of this cat, but Anthony Davis of the L.A. Lakers. Anthony Davis, solid all-around player. There's no doubt about it. 26.8 points per game. He's got a field goal percentage of 50-plus. He's inside, though. I mean, so that's a lot of given. It's not great from the outside. He's got a 33.7 three-point percentage. So it's not great by any stretch, but he shoots 84.8 from the charity stripe. He gives you about 9 rebounds a game. All-round guy. He's a force to be reckoned with. Anthony Davis, number two. My number one, behind Giannis and behind LeBron, Bradley Beal of Washington. Over 30 points a game, free throw percentage of 85. Dude does crash the boards every now and then, averaging over 4. Assists, he's averaging over 6 per game. All-around player, straw that stirs the drink there in Washington. So Bradley Beal coming in at number one. So I got James Harden at number 5, Kawhi Leonard at number 4, Damian Lillard at number 3, Anthony Davis at number 2. Bradley Beal at number 1, the best players in the NBA if you took Giannis and LeBron out of the mix. That is my top 5. So, Joe, what do you got?
Number 5, I'm going to go with James Harden. I think you have to have him on this list, even though we all can't stand James Harden for the game he plays.
Right.
But I'll put Harden there. Number 4 is Anthony Davis. Number 3, Steph Curry. 2 is Kevin Durant, even though he's not playing right now. I think Kevin Durant is just unbelievable. And number 1 for me, behind Giannis and LeBron, is Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, okay. You can't go wrong. I mean, Kawhi is, like I said, for the Clippers and for what they've done and how strong they are, a powerhouse in the West, he's the straw that stirs the drink there. So I can't disagree with any of that. And we all have a lot of the guys kind of in that realm. Where would you have Bradley Beal, Joe?
I'd have Bradley Beal in my top 10 probably. I mean, Bradley Beal's pretty impressive, but I don't consider him a top 5 player in the league. I mean, again, there's a lot of great talents in the league, and Bradley Beal has been doing a lot of stuff on his own with the Wizards, but I don't have him in my top 5. I wouldn't even have him at number 6.
Who would you put at 6?
I got to think about that. Maybe I don't know. Maybe Russell Westbrook. Maybe Paul George. I would one of those guys, I would say, ahead of Bradley Beal.
Paul George is a good. He would be my number 6. That's who I was thinking for my number 6 player. But I can understand that. Evan, did Evan fix his microphone or is he all screwed up?
Yeah, we're all good.
Okay, cool. So what do you got?
I've got multiple just missed the cut, and Bradley Beal's in that, Kevin Durant's in that. Karl-Anthony Towns is on that list. If he can play defense, I think he makes a top 5. Damian Lillard also misses the list. Number 5, I have Nikola Jokic. I'm biased on that one. I mean, but what we're seeing from him, he's a 6'10", pudgy point guard playing center. Averaging 20, 15, and 7 or something ridiculous like that. Number 4, James Harden. I do not like James Harden at all, but I can't deny that he has an incredible shooting ability and knows how to manipulate the game to get his stats. Number 3, I have Luka Doncic. Yes, he's only 20 years old, but he's putting up like 28, 7, and 7 as a 20-year-old. I mean, his ceiling is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I'd have to have Luka in my top 10 for sure.
Luka, his defense is still questionable, but there's no doubt that what he brings on the offensive side makes up for his defense. Number 2, I have Kawhi Leonard. I mean, we saw last year he was the best player in the NBA, at least in the playoffs. Maybe it was because he was rested, but Kawhi Leonard, I think, has to be up there as one of, if not the best players in the NBA. The number 1, I have Anthony Davis. I think that without LeBron, he's still an MVP candidate. With LeBron, he's even more of a candidate because he's putting up ridiculous stats on one of the best teams in the league, and he's playing incredible defense as well. He's easily top 3 with LeBron and Giannis.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us your top five. If you took Giannis and LeBron out of the mix for the top players in the NBA, who would you put in there? Who would you put in there right now, your top five players? You've just heard ours. What would yours be? What would yours be? We're going to get your opinions when we come back. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Biofuels Association. You drive around right now, the corn is high throughout the state of Wisconsin, no doubt about it. And when you look at it, you're looking down rows and rows and rows and rows and rows. You're going to see that a lot of it is grown for fuel. That's right. If you're traveling all over the state like I do, I'm always filling up with E85 or the unleaded 88 because the vehicles I have can run on the flex fuel vehicles, or flex fuel fuels. A good portion of the corn in Wisconsin and throughout the upper Midwest, for that matter, specifically grown for ethanol as a motor fuel, and all the 20-year myths, all of that stuff's been dispelled. All you got to do is go to abetterfuel.org. And if you don't believe me, take their word for it, abetterfuel.org. The Wisconsin farmers, the upper Midwest, the manufacturers, all still hurting, and survey shows that we're paying more attention to buying things that are locally produced. Unleaded 88 and E85, they are exactly that, locally produced. They're fuels for your car that are produced by farmers and manufacturing workers right here in Wisconsin and all throughout the upper Midwest. It's an easy decision. And if your car is less than 18 years of age or younger, it can almost certainly run on unleaded 88. And if it's got the green badging on the back for flex fuel or E85 or on the gas cap, you can run E85 safely. Visit abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org for all the information. And don't miss a chance to be an advocate for the farmers, for the refinery workers, for the truck drivers, for the dispensaries. Be that person that buys local. abetterfuel.org. When we come back, the top five players that are not Giannis and not LeBron in the NBA as you see them right now. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Today, but live sports are back, and the Brewers postponed tonight, today really, the 1:05 start time. They're going to play tomorrow and then make it up as a doubleheader on Sunday, and we are doing our virtual tailgate here. And I'm sure you're going to tailgate at some point or another, maybe do a little home tailgating. That's okay. Why not set up your own tailgate party right there on the patio as you watch a big game? And Scholze Family Farms Beef, they've got the mouthwatering meats to make your tailgate a bash. The Scholze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin now for three generations. They've got a wide variety, steaks and roasts and ground beef. They have those tasty beef snacks just a mouse click away at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And then they're going to pack it up in dry ice, going to send it to you, and it's going to arrive on your doorstep. Or maybe at your campsite, your cabin. Maybe if you're just going up north to some rental property, whatever it happens to be, they can ship it to you, and it's packed in dry ice and ready to go. Or if you're a camper, get it sent to your house. Don't open it. Leave it in the box, and then wherever you're traveling to, it'll be ready when you get there. So no problem with that. Our friends at Scholze Family Beef remind you that the meat's going to stay frozen and fresh and for numerous days, so you're good to go. Place your order today right now at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. And many of you have been asking about this, so mark your calendars for a special open house at Scholze Family Beef Farms. That's going to be Saturday, August 8th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're out in that area, they're inviting you to come by and say hello. You're going to see their operation firsthand. And, yes, there is going to be plenty of beef to enjoy as they're going to be doing grilling that day as well. So check out ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Your top five, the top five today, top five Friday, top five players in the NBA that are not named Giannis or LeBron. Top five players in the NBA that are not named Giannis or LeBron. Our buddy Steve writes, here are my top five beyond Giannis and LeBron. Although he's not playing this year, Kevin Durant is top of his list. He says Paul George, another complete year. Number four, Damian Lillard, a complete year. Number three, Luka Doncic, next big superstar in the NBA. He's got number two, Kawhi. Great all-round game, and then he's got number one. When he comes back, it'll be Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant. So there you go. That's Steve's top five as it sits right now. Got a lot of them. This one's from Corey, who says Kawhi, KD, Steph, Lillard, and AD, Anthony Davis. What else do we have here for you? This one's from Mark. Mark says, my top five, no Steph or KD, so Luka, Leonard, Harden, and Beal right there. Those guys give it to you. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, do it. Again, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, let's go ahead and bring it up. Also, Coach Budenholzer, by the way. Coach Budenholzer, he had a chance to talk with the media. And he says, Bledsoe, Pat Connaughton, not going to play against the Celtics coming up tonight.
Eric and Pat will not play tomorrow. They had a good practice today. They got, you know, some 5-on-5 in. So it's good for them to have that. And, you know, we'll continue to evaluate them, you know, over the next couple of days. But they will be out for the Boston game.
So the question then becomes, well, at what point do you feel comfortable in putting them back out there? So what does Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton need to do to get back on the court?
I mean, I think it's, you know, a little bit of conditioning, a little bit of just rhythm and everything. It's, you know, everybody else that's getting ready to play in a, you know, live game. It's, you know, had, you know, I guess 10 to 12 to 14 days of, you know, probably 5-on-5 every other day and individual work and all that. So I think getting Bled and Pat, you know, a couple of 5-on-5 sessions at a minimum and, you know, getting some 3-on-3 in other situations or days, and They just need to play. And, you know, so I think that's a big hurdle. And with playing will come both conditioning and their rhythm. So we're going to make sure they get some of that before we put them on in an NBA game.
Coach Budenholzer talking to the media yesterday. He was also asked, I mean, you've got 8 games getting you ready for the postseason. And you know that your team is good. You know right now you have the best record in the NBA. So how will the team view these next 8 games as far as the seeding process going into the postseason?
Yeah, no doubt that's, you know, in our case, it's something we're trying to balance. I think the guys will be, you know, their focus and their effort down here since we've arrived has been really good. I think there's a sense after not playing for 3 or 4 months, I think they want to be sharp and, you know, and I think we want to be getting better. So, but certainly, starting tomorrow night against Boston, it'll be a good challenge. They do things that make it difficult, so we'll learn and get better. And, you know, I think hopefully lots of guys will get opportunities, and, you know, we'll just balance the, you know, where we are as far as standings and record and the bigger picture, the bigger goal with everything we do as we work through the 8 seeding games.
So he talks about coming into this because they have the best record in the NBA. And we all know how good they are, but, you know, Budenholzer says, look, it's great to have the best record in the NBA, but there's a bigger goal than that in mind.
Really not very important. If you were talking about things that are probably most important, I would say, you know, we want to be healthy and we want to be playing well, and you got to beat everybody to get to where you want to go. So the best record in the NBA has never been anything we talk about or think about. And, you know, we just, what are we doing each day to get better? And, are we taking care of our bodies? Are we, you know, doing everything we can to stay healthy, both physically and mentally and all those things? So all the other things, records and stats and things like that, usually fall, you know, in line behind that.
So at what point does he expect his team really, once this abbreviated, you know, start gets going after being quarantined for such a long period of time, when does he expect his team to be kind of, you know, back to game shape, so to speak?
It feels like we're still got some ground to cover, I think, you know, but that's probably true of everybody. So, like I said, I've been really pleased with how the guys have worked and, taken care of themselves during the entire, you know, 3 or 4 month hiatus. And now since we've been down here and been working together, you know, but to stretch them out and to, you know, get to, you know, an 8-minute stretch for Chris, which is something, sometimes Chris even goes 10, and, you know, Giannis's are usually a little bit shorter, but for him to get out to his normal stretches, it'll probably take a little bit of time.
And then last but not least, Coach Bud, he was asked to compare the guys getting stretched out now Does this kind of equate to, say, maybe the first 8 or 10 games of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair, you know, I mean, if you think about a season, you know, you go through the first 10 games of the season, you're probably not really stretching guys out significantly there. And you got to build it up. And usually with NBA players, it's, you know, practice is important. Practice is really good. But, you know, I think as far as conditioning and stretching themselves out and building up a conditioning base, it probably happens best and most often in games. And so it takes some time to get there.
So there you go. Coach Budenholzer talking to the media yesterday, still asking the question, your top five players. If you take out the words Giannis and LeBron, who are the top five players in the NBA? Our buddy Andy Wagner, he writes, number five is George, number four is Doncic, number three, James Harden, number two, AD, Anthony Davis, and number one, he says, is Kawhi. So there you go. That's his. We always appreciate it. What else do we have here for you? This one is from Jacob. Jacob says, I'd have to go with Kyrie Irving. I can't believe more people aren't talking about him. He's a solid player, even though not playing at the moment. I still think he's still one of the top five. Kawhi Leonard would be my number four pick. Anthony Davis at number three. I think Trae Young is also solid. Nobody's mentioned him coming out of Atlanta. And then he says James Harden would be his number one. Harden is just simply a scoring machine that cannot be denied. 855-830-8648. What's that? Joe? Let's go to Vin. Let's go to Vin listening to the program. Vin, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
How's it going there, Bill? It's been a long time.
Good. What's up?
My
bet.
Top five. How about this number five? How about Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics? I know nobody will spring that name up. Luka Doncic, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and my number one has got to be Kevin Durant.
Kevin, when KD comes back, aren't you going to be interested to see if he actually comes back and is able to play well?
Yeah.
After having suffering those two injuries?
I get it. It's just like when Kevin Durant went to, everyone will say because he was on a, you know, he was on a great team with the Warriors, but I also could say when he came to the Warriors, he's the reason why they won two NBA titles too, you know?
Oh, he solidified it. There's no doubt about that. I completely agree with you. I think Steph Curry's one of the better shooters in the league. Going back to Tatum, why do you think Tatum belongs in the top five? Give me your thoughts. I mean, I know he's averaging over 22, 23 points a game, something like that, but tell me why.
I don't know. I just think the way – I know he had a down year last year. It's just the way – I mean, he was having a better year before the pandemic. I don't know. I could see him being like the next – well, he's going to be the next big thing in Boston too. So, and I'm not even a Celtic fan. So,
right.
I just wanted to throw a random name up there too. You
no,
know?
He's a hell of a 3-point shooter too. I mean, he shoots right around 40% from beyond the arc. So, yeah, I mean he's.
I could have put in a Chicago Bull because I'm a Bulls fan and everything, but that team's bad enough. You know, it doesn't even count. So, I could have.
Well, Zach LaVine
up there.
Right, yeah, Zach LaVine would be your first choice for the Bulls.
Not a bad team.
Right. You wonder how good Zach would be, what his numbers would do if you say you put him on a team like the Bucks.
Oh, he'd be, whoof. Giannis would love him, actually.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. All right, man, appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've been waiting to say this because, you know, I'm a Packer fan. I wanted to ask you, I was watching something a couple months ago. I was watching the 03 divisional playoff game against the Eagles, you know, the 4th and 26 game, right?
Right.
And, you know, looking back, I know the Packers were the better team, and they lost on a fluky play. But my question is, do you think, because their running attack back then with Amon Green, Najee Davenport, and Tony Fisher was like number one dynamic running game that year. Do you think this running game this year with Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, and the rookie A.J. Dillon, you think that can be something like that back in 03? Or?
I think they can, but remember they had better weapons offensively.
Oh no! I agree with you. I've been meaning to say ever since they drafted that third through that running back in the draft. Aaron Jones and Williams were good last year. I don't know. I was just watching. I was wondering if they could be as good as that too. You know.
You know what? I mean, their one starting wideout wasn't it Robert Ferguson? Was the other starter, because you had Bubba Franks, who was a touchdown-catching machine.
Yep.
You did have Amon Green and William Henderson. William Henderson, one of the more solid fullbacks in the league at that time. But Green was the guy. I mean, he ended up running, because if I'm not mistaken, Green rushed for almost 2,000 yards that year. It was like 1,900 yards, I think, is what he ran for that year. So it was a heavy running game.
He was my favorite back in Green Bay history, too. So.
But it became really, I mean, appreciate the phone call. That's a great question. because you had a really solid offensive line in Tauscher and Clifton. You also had, if I'm not mistaken, I think you had Javon Walker came into the mix and really kind of burst onto the scene. So you had Donald Driver, Ferguson, Walker. Trying to think here. Who else were your wideouts off the top of my head? But you had a pretty good team, but it was really run heavy, and that opened up things downfield. There's no doubt about that. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Go see my buddy Craig. They're looking for trade-ins right now. If you got a bike, you want to get rid of it, they will give you the fair market value if you just want to sell it or if you want to trade it in. Great bikes on the showroom floor. They got great motor clothes. If you're starting to make the – God, I hate to say this. If you're starting to make the change from summer to fall – I'm just going to say summer to August or summer to September. I don't want to say fall. I don't even want to think about it yet. But if you're looking to make the change, all the motor clothes are in. They're changing them over. Leathers, helmets, jackets, whatever you need. Great motor clothes department. Big events coming up next Wednesday is their bike night. The Boogeymen are going to be playing as well. But don't forget about the rally coming up the first weekend of September. And September 6th, that is the landing spot for the Fisher House ride. Yes, it's going to happen this year. We'll give you more details once that is solidified. But really looking forward to it. Thanks to them for being a big sponsor of that as well. And a big supporter, but get out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, voted the best Harley-Davidson dealership by the motor company Harley-Davidson themselves. So get out of the house, get out there and see my buddy Craig, go say hi, get yourself on two wheels and do some social distancing and some wind therapy. There's no better way to do it. Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. And again, go to WisHD.com. That's WisHD.com. One more time is WisHD.com. Our good buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pro Hoops postgame show. He's next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show and the virtual tailgate going on today. Thanks to everybody, Linda, Jesse, Rick, Chris, who else do we have? Dan, John, Casey, Steve, everybody. How you doing? How are we looking? For those that were watching on Facebook, I cannot get over how many people wanted to just kind of take a peer back. We've had over 1,200 views of the video and of the Facebook Live. 1,800 people have chimed in, so thanks, and it's up and running, so if you want to go back to it and watch it again, you can. I know we don't have the return audio for our guests and such, and I apologize for that, only one import via the phone, but at least you get a chance to look at the setup, and we are doing some tailgating, got the grill going off to the side, the ribs are smoking, they just got put in the, in the aluminum foil, so those should be ready in about an hour. And now we bring in our Milwaukee postgame Pro Hoops basketball show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the host, joining us now. He's live in studio back at the studios in Hales Corner. Spark, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Bucks aren't canceled. We're good. We got postgame tonight.
Right?
We're rolling. Tim Allen will be sitting at home, but I'll be working tonight doing postgame after Bucks Celtics.
So I'm sure you watched last night, right?
Yeah. Watched the second half of the Pelicans game and then watched most of the Laker-Clipper game.
Yeah, I had it on sitting out here last evening. And you know what? I said this about basketball the same way I said it when I watched golf and NASCAR. It wasn't like I was just intrigued and I had to watch it. It was just, it was finally back on. So I became enveloped in it just because. But it was good to see it back on. The NBA has done it right in that bubble, in the way they're doing things right now. Don't you agree?
They've done everything right. I mean, just across the board. It's hard to poke at the NBA and say they've done something wrong here in the last two or three months. Everything they've done has been right. The NHL has the regional bubble. It's taken everybody to Canada to this point. That looks like that is the correct way
right.
to do things, too. And here we see the Major League Baseball and the NFL. And the NFL, my goodness. I mean, they've got to be looking at this going, what are we about to get ourselves into here? Because from their perspective, yes, thankfully, you know, the NFL doesn't play games every day. So you have that week dead time to quarantine players or do whatever you have to do in between games and so forth. But they didn't change their schedule. So you're still got teams flying across the country and being in these other cities. At least baseball tried to keep it regional from that perspective. Obviously, that was still too much. But you've got the East pretty much wiped out in the NL now for the most part. And now you're going to have the Central pretty much wiped out more than likely. Because if the report is correct, which I believe it is, that these test results they got back today were from freaking Wednesday? It took them from Wednesday till today to get the test results. That means that the test results that they're taking today, they're not going to get until Sunday. So obviously you're going to play Saturday because you're not going to have any new test results, I guess, tomorrow because it was an off day Thursday. So maybe they didn't test them. And then you have Sam Decker on Twitter earlier today saying that, why are Cardinal players out golfing at Whistling Straits for yesterday?
Right.
What is that all about? Because, again, in the NBA, you know, you're all kind of quarantined. Well, MLB has no rules, none whatsoever. So if you want to go out and golf, if you want to go do whatever, you can. There are no rules put in place for these players at all other than to, you know, be cautious and take care of yourself.
I know Major League Baseball players have to do something because when they're on a 10-game road trip, you can't just sit in your room the entire time. But I agree with you. I can't believe they're out golfing. I'm not saying Whistling Straits is a hotbed for COVID, but I can't believe they're out golfing.
But that's not only it. So if the report's true that the report out is alleging that it's two pitchers possibly. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say it's two pitchers that happen to play golf at Whistling Straits. Now, you don't have to release the name of the players. I understand that. I get it. But as a courtesy, somebody in that Cardinals organization, if they were the ones that were out there Whistling Straits playing, they better call Whistling Straits and let them know that, hey,
right,
we had two guys out there golfing yesterday, and they're the ones that tested positive for COVID. Because now we're talking about all the workers at Whistling Straits, all the people that may have interacted with these guys at Whistling Straits as well. Again, the chain effect of all of this is crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it. I guess the best way John Heyman put it was you're talking 22-year-old guys that believe they're invincible when it comes to COVID anyway, so it's hard to keep them in. At least the NBA did it to where they said, look, you leave, you're quarantined. We're going to take the choice out of your hands, basically. And that's where I appreciate what Adam Silver was able to do. Now we move on and to what's going on inside the bubble. Bucks back at it tonight. How much do you think the Bucks, if at all, against the Celtics are going to miss Drew Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton, probably Bledsoe more?
I think they'll definitely miss him. I think Bledsoe definitely hurts him from a defensive standpoint and from an offensive standpoint. But at the end of the day, how much do wins and losses really mean to this organization at this point for the next eight games? I think they're looking at this as just, you know, generally getting guys back into the flow of things, feeling the intensity of the games again, trying to stretch minutes a little bit so they're ready to go into the postseason and ready to play. That Laker-Clipper game last night, That game had the intensity and the feel of a playoff game almost. That's what it felt like. Now, again, there was no fans or anything like that per se in the stands. You had the virtual fans, but you didn't have the actual fans there making noise. So I don't know if you get that type of intensity tonight between the Bucks and the Celtics like you did Clippers-Lakers last night. I don't know if you'll get that type of intensity in any Bucks regular season game the rest of the way out. I'll tell you this much. I don't want Giannis playing 32, 33 minutes in a game. He only averaged 30 minutes during the regular season, which is the fewest he's averaged since his rookie season. I don't want to see Giannis more than 25 minutes a game in this thing. There's no reason to put him out there because, again, this is kind of meaningless basketball for the Bucks. Their seeding is pretty much locked up. They're done. They're the one. So from that perspective, they're just kind of going through the motions and waiting for it to count in the postseason.
I know they don't really care about the wins and losses. I think to me it's not so much about the winning and the losing. It's more about the continuity. I know that Bledsoe had said that when he got finally down to the bubble, it was the first time he'd really exercised in a while. So what do you expect out of him as we effort towards the postseason? Because everybody's eyes are upon him because everybody's expecting him to have a good postseason beginning to end.
Yeah, well, I mean, once he's cleared to play, and Budenholzer said he wants to give him some more 5-on-5 work and practice and so forth, and get his legs under him and then let him play. I think Bledsoe could be the X factor in the postseason. I really do, and I've said it on multiple shows now, and I'll say it here too. I just think if you look at Eric Bledsoe, when he's out there with Middleton and Giannis, there are games where he kind of falls into the shadow of both of those guys and isn't that aggressive. He'll get two shots and a half, and you just scratch your head like, well, dude, what are you doing? You're as important as these guys. You need to be aggressive on the offensive side of the floor, as well as you are on the defensive side of the floor. So if Bledsoe can find that aggressive nature and be there consistently night in, night out, getting his, 12 shots a game or whatever the case may be, that's big for the Bucks. If Eric Bledsoe isn't that guy and has games where he gets four or five shots, that's bad for the Bucks. I don't know if you can win an NBA title if Bledsoe's not on his game offensively.
Spark, always good stuff. Look forward to coming up tonight with the Pro Hoops postgame show. Should be a lot of fun. Thank God we're talking basketball again.
And I will be broadcasting from the studio. I will not be on somebody's tiki bar deck because that would be too... Bill, I'm just saying that'd be too tempting for me to drink something while doing the show. And
you can always come over. You can have the whole tiki bar area to yourself, man. I'll leave the half the rack of ribs on the smoker.
I have to think about that, maybe.
Yeah. Let me know, man.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Bring the family and the kids. Yeah. Go sit by the fire pit or something. Sure, and it works because I've got it all hooked up out back now.
Yeah.
So we're all good.
Yeah.
This is great.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host from the Pro Hoops postgame show on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and 1250 AM as well. Joining us in studio, but the Schneider Orange Hotline always up and running. Schneider, call him right now, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Don't forget that our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they've extended the terrific deal that they've already had. If you want to do the math and you want to get it right and you want to do it better than I did, just figure it this way. You buy three windows, you save $250 on a patio door. You buy nine, you save $500. You just keep on going up. You buy six, you save $500. You buy nine, you get $750. You get up to $1,000 on a patio door system when you buy a dozen. It's that simple. In fact, the more you buy, the more you save. Right now through August 15th during the extended 2-week sale at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Don't forget, though, that sticky, leaky, squeaky, metal-on-metal patio door. If you need to replace it, now is the time to do it. You can start saving with something as simple as three windows. That's it. Maybe you don't need a patio door. That's fine. If you only need windows, choose 48 months, no interest, and 5 months, no first payment instead. That's some extra credit right there. There you have it. The more you buy, the more you save. It's that simple. How we looking? But this offer ends Saturday, August 15th, so stop into your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center, which is really cool. You can pick out all the trims, you can pick out the finishes, you can pick out the hardware, or set up your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Get that Mike Clemens report and such when we come back. Stay tuned. More right after this.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are waiting for test results so they can be cleared to enter the team facilities and begin workouts. So far, four players have been placed on the team's COVID-19 reserve list, including Mason Crosby, tight end Jay Sternberger, defensive lineman Trevon Hester, and backup linebacker Greg Roberts. Yesterday, the Packers picked up a player on waivers, tight end John Lovitz, released by the Chiefs. Lovitz will try out as an H-back or fullback for Green Bay. This could be a big year for running back Aaron Jones. He's in the final year of his contract and says he's willing to do anything to get on the field.
I wouldn't mind being in a bubble. Actually, I mean, as long as I get to play football.
There'll be a lot of attention on Aaron Rodgers after the team traded up in the first round to draft Utah State quarterback Jordan Love. Rodgers entering his 16th NFL season.
I was 21. I'm 36 now. You know, a lot changes during that time. It kind of is what it is.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up.
Welcome back to the program, and as the Bill Michaels Show continues on, our first time doing it in a long time is the Heads Up Plays of the Week. Heads Up Plays of the Week. Let's start with Ryan Braun, a two-run double in the game in the ninth against the Pirates. Here we go.
Two outs, ninth inning. Here's a 1-2, and Braun rips one down the left field line. This is going to score two. And the Brewers have tied it in the ninth as Braun rolls into second with a double.
Wow. How about that? A 1-2 pitch, a slider, and Ryan able to tuck it inside the third base bag.
There you go. It's good to hear Brian Anderson and Bill Schroeder again. It's good to hear those two guys. Number two, Radio Joe, what you got?
Fox Sports Wisconsin for all the highlights. I still can't believe we're doing the heads up plays again. Same game, Eric Sogard with the go-ahead RBI double.
Navrauskas deals, and into left field, that is down, a base hit. On his way home is Brock Holt. Sogard on his way to second, and he's in there with a belly flop double.
Right, what a nice at bat. I mean, Sogard doing what he does best, just putting the ball in play. And pitch up and away, just dumps it down the line and left.
Good stuff there. And then you've got finally the Brewers getting on the board first, taking an early lead, and it was on this Ben Gamel two-run shot.
Of course, always delivers. Ben Gamel sends that one way back. Oh, my goodness. Gamel launches one out of here. A two-run home run for Gamel. Just a no-doubter.
I mean, that ball was launched.
A big one there, Ben Gamel with the two-run shot. And that gave the Brewers the first time on the season an early lead in a ballgame. There you go. That is the heads-up plays of the week. When we come back after the top of the hour, our good buddy Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee is going to be joining us, our good guy from Telemundo as well. So we've got that coming up. We'll talk about the expectations for the Bucks playing in the bubble. And also, you've got some Packers, in case you didn't know, some Packers that were placed on the COVID list. And that's another. You got veteran kicker Mason Crosby among three Packers, by the way, added to the reserve slash COVID list. Now, here's the thing that's significant with Crosby, remember. His wife has suffered from some ailments in recent history. We all know it's very well documented. So that being said, I was kind of wondering if he would sign up for the opt-out clause. I know he's coming towards the end of his career, but it wouldn't have surprised anybody if he would have opted out. But he has not as of yet, but also added to the reserve COVID list, Jace Sternberger and Trayvon Hester. Trayvon Hester, the other one. The only Packers players to land on this list. There you go. So let's do this. When we come back, Kevin Holden, CBS 58, we'll talk with him about the significance of today's game. If you're just tuning in and you're just waking up, the Brewers game tonight postponed because two players for the St. Louis Cardinals have tested positive for COVID. They were seen yesterday, not those players, but Cardinals players in general, apparently out at Whistling Straits playing some golf, not doing the social distancing thing. We'll talk more about that when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show, the Tiki Bar, the virtual broadcast going on right now with our tailgate. We have more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.